I'm Mike Harding, and you're very welcome indeed to another hour and a bit of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. I'm sat in my stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales, like a strange old hermit, pumping out great music all over the world. A special welcome to all the people listening, Canada, Australia, Tennessee, the west of Ireland, South Africa, and wherever you're listening to the programme on the radio airwaves. And a welcome also, of course, to all you people who've downloaded the show or who are listening online. This show is chock full of goodies, including an interview with that great travelling songsmith, Colm Sands, and tracks from new CDs from Jim Murray, Mary Hell and the Furrow Collective. So I'm going to kick off right away with another new CD from the four-piece Irish band Ranagree. The album is called Voices, and this is their version of the traditional song High Germany, and a damn fine version of High Germany it is too.
Now begun, and we must go a marching to the beating of the drum. Go dress yourself in all your best and come along with me. Oh, I'll take you to a war, my love, in high Germany. Oh, Willie, love, oh, Willie, come list what I do say. My feet, they are so tender, I cannot march away. Besides, my dearest Willie, I am a child by thee. I'm not fitted for a war, my love, in high Germany.
Version there of the traditional song High Germany from the new album Voices from Irish quartet Ranagree. Now there's a great tradition in the northeast of this country of music, song and poetry, from the Border Ballads to Basil Bunting's Brig Flats, and there's a project just been launched by Catherine Tickell, one of the northeast great pipers, and Andrew Davison, a fellow piper, and the project is called Magnetic Northeast. It's a project set up to celebrate the music and traditions of that part of the country Anyway, the first album to come out from the project is called Water of Tyne, Catherine Tickell and Friends. Wonderful album containing great music, great singing. And from it, this is Bob Fox's version of the Jimmy Nile song, Big River, with Catherine Tickell on pipes.
I'm walking on cobblestones, little bits of skin and bone. Jumping on a tram car for a ride. I can remember then, I was just a boy of 10, hanging around the old quayside. Now all the capstans and the cargo boats and stevedores are gone to where the old ships go. But memories just like seas live on. That was when coal was king. The river was a living thing. And I was just a boy, but it was mine. A coaly time. This was a big river. I want you all to know that we were proud. This was a big river, but that was long ago. That's not now. That's not now. My father was a working man. He earned his living with his hands. He had to cross the river every day. Picked up his union card out of the Neptune yard with mouths to feed and bills to pay. And then came a time for him to sail across the seas and far away. And finally when that war was won, you brought him home and home he stayed until his days were done. Under a golden sun, and then you took him to where he longed to be, back to the sea. For oh, this was a big river. I want you all to know that we were proud. This was a big river, but that was long ago. That's not now. Not now. Neptune was the last to go. Heard it on the radio, and then they played the latest number one. So what do they do all day? What are they supposed to say? And what does a father tell his son? Now if you believe that there's a bond between our future and our past, try to hold on to what we have. We built them strong, we built them to last. For this is a mighty town. It's built upon solid ground. And everything they've tried so hard to kill, we will rebuild. For this was a big river. I want you all to know that we were proud. This was a big river, but that was long ago. That's not now. But this is a big, big river. and in my heart I know it will rise again. The river will rise again. The river will rise
out to the strains of Dance to Your Daddy. That was Bob Fox on vocals with Big River, and that's from the album Water of Time, Catherine Tickell and Friends. And I'll play you another track from that in the weeks to come, because it is a cracker. I played a track from the new Georgia Shackleton Trio's album The Dog Would Not Be Washed a little while back, and you seem to have liked it from the emails that came in and the Facebook comments. So I'm going to play you another track. This one is called War Pigeon. And as far as I know, it's the only other song, apart from the King of Rome, that celebrates a pigeon. In this case, it's a messenger pigeon in the trenches of World War I.
Once there was an old man, his name was Joe. He had a little pigeon, didn't want to let it go. The military came, took away his friend, helped fight this world war till the bitter end. You're my dear friend, you're my cher ami. You do know we get the younger down in history. So fly, little pigeon, and take to the sky. Gonna fight this world war for you and I. Fly, you're a pigeon, high into the sky. Gonna fight this world war fight. You and I fly a pigeon, you brave little bird. Things you've seen, places you've been, and all you've seen and heard. They'll shoot you blind, put a bullet in your breast. You'll be 25 miles with a pain in your chest, with your little leg hanging on by a lone thread. A message in a pot stopping good men getting dead. Here's a pigeon medal and a wooden pigeon neck. Bob Fiend's a brave little die. I beg your before here and now. This much is true, sure me. Oh my, I love you. Since she flew through that bullet-littered sky, she is weary now, tired and blue. Cher ami, oh my, I love you. She gave Joe a final unpeck. She died a proud pigeon with a medal round her neck. Saved the lives of many on a fateful flight. A true war hero, all right. Fly a pigeon high sky. Gonna fight this world war fighting for you and I. Fly up the chin, you brave little bird. Things you've seen, places you've been, and all you've seen and heard.
Mm-hmm. the Georgia Shackleton Trio from the album The Dog Would Not Be Washed with War Pigeon. I love the Americana feel to that, it's great. And the girl came out of Newcastle University's course on traditional folk music, and she's all the better for it. Now, this is complete self-indulgence on my behalf. I love Irish music, and I love Irish music played on strange instruments. In this, well, strange is the wrong word, but different instruments, other than the banjo, fiddle, concertina, melodeon, harp, etc. In this case, it's the clarinet. The saxophone I'm used to, people like Tony Howley, and bands like At the Racket and the Flanagan Brothers in the early 1900s included saxophones in their bands. Well, the clarinet is something different. The album this track comes from is called The New Blackthorn Stick. I played a track from it already by Andy Lamy. And why I say it's pure indulgence is that my youngest grandson and I, Felix, go fishing together from time to time. And the track is a set of jigs which opens with one called Felix Gone Fishing. So this is for him and his recent 12th birthday. Thank you. lovely set of jigs there. The last one you heard was Tom Billy's jig. Before that you heard Tell Her I Am, sometimes called the Collier's Jig, and right at the head of it, Felix Gone Fishing, from Andy Lamy's album The New Blackthorn Stick. Now, Jim Murray is one of the young bloods of the British folk scene. Always interesting, everything he does is pure quality, and his new CD has got some truly fine, fine tracks on it. Here's one of the big songs, sometimes called Winnie of Winesbury, but in this case it's called William of Barbary, presented in Jim Murray's own highly individual way.
As I looked over the castle wall to see what I could see, there I beheld my father's ship come sailing along the sea. What's the matter, my daughter Jane? You're looking so pale and wan. Have you had any long sickness, nor yet been sleeping with a man? No, I've not had any long sickness, nor lain with any young man, but I've been sick, oh, and sick to my heart, since you've been so long in Spain, since you've been so long in Spain.
Lovely stuff. Jim Murray from his new album Upsetra with his version of the child ballad William of Barbary or Willie of Winesbury. Tony Capstick, by the way, the old Yorkshire comedian, an old pal of mine, used to do a wonderful version of that. If I can find it, I'll play it. Now, I've been meaning to play this next track from the English folk duo The Askew Sisters for ages and ages now, and I don't know why I've had it here on the desk, thinking must put it in this week, and it's always somehow found itself at the bottom of the pile, which is a terrible shame, because the album is terrific, they're beautiful singers, and they've got a great way with traditional song. This is I Wish the Wars Were All Over from The Askew Sisters' latest album, In the Air or the Earth. I Wish the Wars Were All Over, from the album In the Air or the Earth, The Askew Sisters. I'm going to play another track from the Furrow Collective now, which is Lucy Farrell, fiddle, viola and vocals, Rachel Newton, harp, fiddle and vocals, Emily Portman, banjo, concertina, vocals, and Alistair Roberts, who's on guitar and vocals. This is their version of a child ballad, which sometimes goes under the title Old Bangum. The story is one which must come from very ancient mythology indeed. It seems there's a wild hog in the forest that no blade of steel made by man can kill. But Bangum goes into the wood, blows his horn, the boar comes out, and what does he have but a cunning, sharpened piece of wood with which he wounds the boar, only to find in some versions that the wounded boar turns into a hag, or a witch. She's turned herself into that shape. That was her familiar. So like I say, the song obviously goes back a long, long way, but this version I think comes from the Appalachian Mountains and it's called Wild Hog in the Woods.
There is a wild hog in the woods, diddle o' darn, diddle o' dee. There is a wild hog in the woods, diddle o' ooh. There is a wild hog in the woods, kills a man and drinks his blood. Come okay, cut him down, kill him if you can. I wish I could that wild hog see, diddle o' darn, diddle o' dee. I wish I could that wild hog see, diddle o, ooh. I wish I could that wild hog see, see if he take a fight with me. Come okay, cut him down, kill him if you can. Well, here he comes through yonder's marsh, diddle o, darn, diddle o, ooh. Here he comes through yonder's marsh, diddle o, ooh. Here he comes through yonder's marsh, splits his way through oak and ash. Come okay, cut him down, kill him if you found the bones of a thousand men. Come okay, cut him down, kill him if you can.
Kill him if you can.
There is a wild hog in the woods, diddle o' darn, diddle o' dee. There is a wild hog in the woods, diddle o' ooh. There is a wild hog in the woods, kills a man and drinks his blood. Come okay, cut him down, kill him if you can.
I do like that. Great version of a song sometimes called Old Bangum or Rockabello. Waters and Carthy did a great version of it too. That was Wild Hog in the Woods from the Furrow Collective's new album, Wild Hog. Now, how do I describe this next bloke? It's always hard because he's a personal friend of mine. Well, let me just say that he got on stage in Portugal recently at the Costa del Folk Festival and absolutely stormed it with his stories and his songs. He is Mr. WYSIWYG. What you see is what you get. He's a gentle man, a warm observer of the human condition, a great storyteller, a great songwriter. He writes us stories about people. Folk music, I've always said, takes us to other places where we find that we're all Jock Thompson's bairns. We're all the sons and daughters of Adam. And Colm Sands, who grew up through the Troubles in Northern Ireland, writes songs that reflect our common humanity. Goodness and a strong sense of justice and humour runs through all his work. You're going to hear me talking to him in a few minutes. I managed to drag him into my sweaty old bedroom in Portugal for a quick interview. But I'm going to kick off with a song very much about the Troubles in Northern Ireland, which thankfully and hopefully are well behind us now. This is Whatever You Say, Say Nothing.
Whatever you say, say nothing. When you speak about you know what, for if you know who should hear you, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sick, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. Now you all know what I'm speaking of when I mention you know what, and I fear it's very dangerous to even mention that. For the other it is always near, although you may not see. But if anyone asks who told you that, please don't mention me. And whatever you say, say nothing when you speak about you know what. For if you know who should hear you, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sick, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. And you all know who I'm speaking of when I mention you know who. And if you know who could hear me now, you know what he'd do. So if you don't see me again, you'll know why I'm away. But if anyone asks you where I've gone, here's what you must say. Whatever you say, say nothing when you speak about you know what. For if you know who should hear you, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sick, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. Well, that's enough about so-and-so, not to mention such-and-such. I'd better end my song now, I've already said too much. For the less you say and the less you hear, the less you'll go astray. And the less you think and the less you do, the more you'll hear them say. Whatever you say, say nothing when you speak about you know what. For if you know who should hear you, you know what you'll get. They'll take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sick, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. So for you know who's sick, don't let anyone hear you singing this song.
Whatever you say, say nothing. Colm Sands live in concert from the album Live in Concert. Colm, thanks ever so much for coming into this sweaty hotel room in Portugal. I want to start right away by asking you about your family background. Was music part of your very early life?
It was very much there from as long as I can remember, Mike. We grew up in a very quiet, rural place on a small farm before the days of electricity and stuff like that. So we had a radio, a wireless, but with wet batteries that had to be recharged frequently. So the listening to the radio was actually rationed because the battery ran down very quickly. So radio has always been kind of magical to me. That was part of the music we heard, but most of it was from people dropping in to sing in the evenings. And my mother and father had some great songs, and they played fiddle and accordion between them as well. So music, yeah, was very much part of growing up.
And you have a set of musical brothers and sisters as well, don't you?
Yes, Tommy, Ben and Anne. We've been playing together for years and years. We did our first album in 1968 with another brother, Eugene Dino, who sadly died in a car accident in 1975. But the recordings and performances go way back till then with the Sands family. And we still get together now and again to do gigs.
I want to play Going Down to the Well with Maggie now. And the reason I want to play this is, A, it's a great song, and B, because it talks about an island which has long gone. An island, as you said, you know, no electricity. But also wise women. Just talk a little bit about that, because the notion of the wise woman has always fascinated me.
I wrote the song, I was doing concerts with Sharon Aviv, an Israeli storyteller, and she had a wonderful story about a well, a woman going to the well, and it reminded me of my aunt Maggie, who I used to follow down to the well as a child. She had like oil lamps in the house and no running water. And I wrote the song remembering those days, you know, the wise woman that she was. She never got around to getting married. That was probably part of her wisdom. But she was a lovely woman, you know. And I've been singing the song in many parts of the world, Mike. And wherever I go, I discover people have some female relative. It could be an aunt, a grandmother like that, who looked after them or open the door into a special world. And I feel, you know, maybe I've learned it from the people of Australia, the Aboriginal people, as they're called, who've been there thousands of years, their respect for ancestors and the land. And I often go on to gigs like I did here yesterday between bands, you know, two great bands here yesterday at the festival, and I'm on my own. But when I sing a song about ancestors like my Aunt Maggie, I feel that they're all around me and I'm not on my own. And I think it's really important. One of the great things about folk music, you know, especially in these days of confusion, where confusion reigns and I believe is deliberately sown to stop people thinking clearly, that it's very good to remember that whole line of wisdom that we can all tap into. We're very much distracted from it by all the nonsense coming at us in all directions. So in that way, when I sing Going Down to the Well with Maggie, I'm going down to the well with her again, and I'm coming back with buckets full, not just of water, but wisdom and energy to keep me going.
Going down to the well with Maggie, I'm running to match her walk. I'm 5 years old and learning to listen more and talk. She says the well's a river that flows to the seven seas. She knows what she is giving me, but not what I receive. Going down to the well with Maggie. Going down to the well with Maggie. Roses in her garden, she leans across the wall. They talk whenever it suits them both, and some days not at all. Who's this wee man you have today? He must be Bridie's lad. He's a lovely child, God bless him, says Maggie, he's not too bad. Going down to the well with Maggie. Going down to the well with Maggie. The can goes into the water, a butterfly rises high. Rose takes down her washing with a knowing look at the sky. Keep back from the well, says Maggie, it's deep as deep can be. But I'm still standing far too close in search of the seven seas. Going down to the well with Maggie. Going down to the well with Maggie. Walking through the rushes, the can filled to the brim. A drop or two spills in the hardened path, says Maggie, that's no sin. And gather some sticks, ye boy, ye. The whin roots are the best to keep the fire a burning and the jackdaw off the nest. Going down to the well with Maggie. Going down to the well with Maggie. It's nearly dark inside the house. The Pope hangs on the wall. The sticks go into the open fire with paraffin oil and all. A voice comes from the wireless. They'll walk on the moon one day. Maggie gives the fire a poke and says, we'll make the day. Going down to the well with Maggie. Going down to the well with Maggie. Now the lid of the kettle is dancing as flames lick out in heat. And war breaks out in Maggie's hearth as fire and water meet. The cat jumps into the window, but scranty a Maggie comes. At 5 years old I'm witnessing Pope Pius the 12th's first fall. Going down to the well with Maggie. Going down to the well with Maggie. St. Anthony was a friend of hers, but she stayed at home to pray. The smell of incense made her sick, and the priest said that's okay. She could read your cup and tell the age of the children who came to play. Her door was always open, and she smiled to her last day. Going down to the well with Maggie. Going down to the well with Maggie. Six women carried Maggie, a sight ne'er seen before, and I smiled at the smell of incense. The church was packed to the door. Now I sail across the seven seas, see Maggie and her can, the key to the door of childhood forever in her hand. Go on down to the well with Maggie. Go on down to the well with Maggie. Go on down to the well with Maggie. Go on down to the well with Maggie.
Going down to the well with Maggie from the album The Note That Lingers On. I'm talking to Colm Sands. Colm, did you go professional straight after school, or did you have a string of jobs before you decided to go and be a musician?
I had a brief flirtation with normal work after, between school and what might have been university. I'd hoped to go there, but it didn't work out because we were dabbling already in gigs with the family band. I saw an ad one day in the paper for a job in a tax office, and for some reason I thought it was car tax, and I thought if I go in there maybe I'll get a reduction in licensing the car. But it turned out anyway it was income tax, and I went in there and I got the job. And income tax offices aren't popular anywhere in the world, but in the north of Ireland in the 1970s they were very unpopular indeed. And the place I worked in was blown up three times, twice at night and the third time during the day. So, you know, whatever people say about the civil service being a secure job, I reckon music was probably a bit steadier.
They don't blow up banjo players quite as often. Let's talk a bit about life on the road now, because I've always seen you as a storyteller first and foremost. It's through storytelling that we learn so much. There's a great Tim O'Brien quote, the man who wrote the book about the Vietnam War, The Things We Carried. He says, "But this I know, the stories save us."
That's a great quote. I started off singing songs, writing songs, and the introductions began to get longer than the songs. We all need stories. Stories are so nourishing, you know, and like the old songs, they carry a lot of wisdom and humour and hope and all that sort of thing. I certainly like to tell stories in the songs, and also tell the stories of how the songs were written, and how, you know, it's a bit like the frame on a picture, I suppose, the story with the song.
But I remember one story you told me, I don't know if you remember, and I've dined out on this story, about when you were in a shop in the north of Ireland and a cat ran across the road and went under the wheels of a bus and came out the other side.
Yes, and the woman watching the cat surviving that scenario, she said, you know, if that cat had been a dog, it would have been a dead duck. I love those little twists and turns and phrases. You know, I often say they're like the little back roads of dialect. They're much more interesting than the straight motorways of perfect grammar.
I love that. That's a great quote. I want to finish with Buskers, which is one of my favourite songs of yours, and just talk us into it briefly, if you don't mind.
A song inspired by Vedran Smilovic, the cellist of Sarajevo. I saw a programme about him one night on television, and how he took his cello onto the streets after 22 people had been killed by a shell. And in playing there, he inspired people to come back onto the streets through the music. And it reminded me of the power of buskers, and how, you know, certainly as a child I had heard the Dunn brothers, two blind brothers from Cork. They played at Flagpoles and Munster hurling finals and the like. And I saw them as a child, and they were like men from another world, you know. They were blind, fiddle and banjo. Listening to them, it reminded me, there's a line from Seamus Heaney about when the travellers passed through his town land and went away. He said he felt a gate had been opened into a field that he didn't know was there. And that was what it was like listening to those men. So I wrote a verse about them and various other buskers who impressed me, including Margaret Barry, great travelling singer, and a guy called Klaus, who played fiddle in the orchestra in Cologne. Till he got fed up, he said, having to put on a suit to play music and having a man or a woman waving a stick at him while he played. So I mentioned him. And then I wrote a verse about Vedran Smilovic, the cellist from Sarajevo. And he got to hear about the song, and he came over to Rostrever in County Down, where I live, and he played his cello on the recording of the song, and that was incredibly moving altogether for me. So it's a song, I suppose, just saluting the people who carry the music through difficult situations, including, you know, all the people that you would know from way back over the years who were playing folk music in cold corners when it wasn't at all fashionable. So it's for all those people, the song Buskers.
Streets of Clonus at a flaco long ago, a white-haired man with a fiddle, his brother had an old banjo. They're blind, said the woman beside us, but by God them boys can play. That's the swallow's tale, said my father, and the music took us all away. And if you stop to listen, they're playing for you and I, and their music sings along the strings, between the earth and the sky, between the earth and the sky. Maggie was a travelling singer, you never heard a voice so strong. When she sang in Newry Market, the whole town heard her song. And her voice was known from London to the streets of Baltimore, where she sang her songs along a road that was often walked before. And if you stop to listen, she's playing for you and I, and her music sings along the strings, between the earth and the sky, between the earth and the sky. A crowd had gathered round. There was singing, there was laughing, and we hurried towards the sound. You said, that's Klaus the fiddler, he plays here every day. Left the orchestra behind him so that everyone could hear him play. And if you stop to listen, he's playing for you and I, and his music sings along the string, between the earth and the sky, between the earth and the sky. On the streets of Sarajevo, where death walks every day, Smilovic takes his cello and he slowly starts to play. And the people gather round him in the spirit of the marketplace. His music brings both tears and smiles, but it changes every face. And if you stop to listen, he's playing for you and I, and his music sings along the strings, between the earth and the sky, between the earth and the sky. All around, no matter where I stray, like the panpipes from the Andes on Grafton Street today. And some will give them money, and some will ask them why, as the music fills the lonesome place between the street and the sky. And if you stopped to listen, they're playing for you and I, and their music sings along the strings between the earth and the sky, between the earth and the sky.
Album All My Winding Journeys, that's Colin Sands with Buskers. It's a great song. And if you want to see the lad on tour, he's on tour throughout the latter end of October through November. He's in Germany, all over Ireland. He's playing a couple of English gigs as well. You can find his website and details of his tours by going through our website. 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com will get you there. It will also, by the way, if you go onto the website, enable you to download not just this show, but every other show that we've ever podcast, because they're all there for you to download to your iPad, your iPod, your clone, or whatever. There's also a little donate button there. You can flirt a few bob at the programme if you so wish to keep us going, because we do have to pay for things like servers and licences and the lights and heat in the little shed. Now, one of our finest a cappella groups ever have got to be Coop, Boys and Simpson. They've come to the end of their touring life, but they're still making great albums. And this, from their latest album, Coda, is a song by Michael Mara, the Scots surrealist, a great singer and songwriter who sadly left us far too early in 2012. Like Ivor Cutler, Michael Mara took a decidedly odd look at life and produced some absolutely brilliant songs. In this one, he imagines the Mexican woman artist Frida Kahlo coming down to earth in a pub in Dundee, where she finally escapes from the clutches of the fat man Diego Rivera, a fellow artist, but he seems, from the accounts of her life, to have dominated her. I love the idea of her coming down to Dundee to escape his attentions. A great song, and it's typical of Coop, Boys and Simpson that they pick such strong material. Here's Frida Kahlo's visit to the Tay Bridge Bar.
We were all flooded with a scarlet light. Came through the window with the rain outside. It all went quiet and a vision appeared, with a rose in her hair and a ring in her ear. And she says, Buenos dias, boys, this looks like the place to make my re-entry to the human race. Here I am, and here I'll stay, till it's hasta la vista and I'm on my way. Then Vince says, she was a woman to whom life had been cruel, and she lived with a fat man of the naive school. He liked his beer and he put it about, but she truly loved him till the lights went out. Then she made her way up to the pearly gates. She saw Saint Peter, he was pumping weights, and he says, hit your lift upon this falling star and make your way down to the Tay Bridge Bar, and there'll be no more lies and no more tears, no more listening through the fat man's ears. There'll be no more tears and no more lies, no more looking through the fat man's eyes. She said she'd never been so happy in a long, long time, and her mind was relaxed and her body felt fine. She said, put on Perdido, tonight's the night, I wanna dance with Jimmy Howie in the pale moonlight. And there'll be no more lies and no more tears, no more listening to the fat man's ears. There'll be no more tears and no more lies, no more looking through the fat man's eyes. And there'll be no more lies and no more tears,
No more listening to the fat man's ears. There'll be no more tears and no more lies. No more looking through the fat man's eyes. We were all flooded with a scarlet light.
Lovely. I don't know if you've seen that film. I think it's called Frida, which is about the artist herself. And that's a great adjunct to it. The Michael Mara song, Frida Kahlo's Visit to the Taybridge Bar. Coop Boys and Simpson from their last album, Coda. Now, George Monbiot is one of our greatest journalists and writers. He wrote an article in The Guardian way back on the terrible personal effects of loneliness, which went absolutely viral. In the article, he asked questions about society, about whether money and possessions had in fact led us into greater unhappiness instead of happiness. He wrote a series of sketches then about the effects of loneliness and then began working with that fine Scots singer and guitarist Ewan McLennan, turning the sketches into songs. The result was both an album and a tour. Ewan and George are on tour as I speak, going around the country as I speak, with George giving readings and Ewan singing songs from the album. Who was it said there's no such thing as society? I'll give you three clues. Grantham, handbag, and we are a grandmother, as in the royal we. From the album Ewan McLennan and George Monbiot, Breaking the Spell of Loneliness, this is Such a Thing as Society.
A violent will and you have to feel. It's each for himself, they have spun us the tale. If I am to live, then you have to die. This, my friend, is the time-honored lie. This, my friend, is the time-honored lie. There is such a thing as society. It keeps us from losing our minds. It's working and living and laughing together that makes us humankind. The glitter of gold in the silver charade, we see ourselves in the image they've made. Have we fought for the scraps since the very first day? Do we really believe there's no other way? Do we really believe there's no other way? That is such a thing as society. It keeps us from losing our minds. It's working and living and laughing together that makes us humankind. It's not who we are, it's not how we live. In the depths of disaster we hurry to give. We lend our hand to strangers we meet. We go without so that others can eat. We go without so that others can eat. That is such a thing as society. It keeps us from losing our minds. That's working and living and laughing together that makes us humankind. Watch it all wither in the light of the sun, in the warmth of our deeds, in the labor we've done. Uncover the light, tear down the wall. United we'll stand, divided we'll fall. United we'll stand, divided we'll fall. There is such a thing as society. It keeps us from losing our minds. It's working and living and laughing together that makes us human.
Amen. Such a Thing as Society, from Ewan McLennan and George Monbiot's album Breaking the Spell of Loneliness. And if you want to find details of their tour, again, go through our website, to Ewan's website or to George's website, and you'll find details there. Now, here's another track from a modern classic, only a few weeks out, but I think destined for the shelf of glory. That's in my humble opinion. It's Cathal Hayden from his album Hooked on Banjo with O'Carolan's Concerto. O'Carolan was a blind 18th century Irish harper, and the legend goes that he heard a classical harpsichord player playing one of Mozart's concertos on the harpsichord, or one of Mozart's pieces for the harpsichord. It might have been Scarlatti. And this classical musician turned to him and said, "Well, you call yourself a musician, but I bet you can't play anything like that." And the legend has it that O'Carolan composed this on the spot. And ever since then, it's been known as O'Carolan's Concerto. You wouldn't imagine that it could be played on the banjo, but I think that if Mozart was writing today, he'd probably be writing concertos for Cathal Hayden, one of Ireland's greatest musicians. Here he is with O'Carolan's Concerto. simply called O'Carolyn's on the album. It is O'Carolyn's Concerto. That was Cathal Hayden there from his album Hooked on Banjo. And how can you not love the banjo when you hear it in the hands of a maestro like that? A pure and absolute genius. And he's fantastic on the fiddle as well as anybody who saw him on tour with Christy Moore recently with Shamie O'Dowd and Merchant O'Connor will be able to testify. Cathal Hayden is one of my all-time banjo heroes. Now, in a couple of weeks' time, I'm going to include an interview with Jackie Oates, a great young English folk singer and fiddler, on this programme. I made the recording in Portugal, as I did with the Colm Sands interview. And while I was talking to Jackie, it emerged that she just made an EP with Megan Henwood, that great singer and songwriter who won the Radio 2 Young Folk Award a few years back. The EP is called Wings, and from it, this is a beautiful version with Jackie Oates and Megan Henwood on vocals, a beautiful version of the traditional song Molly Bawn, or The Shooting of His Deer, about a man who goes out shooting wildfowl and sees what he thinks is a swan, and it turns out it is in fact his own beloved who's been hiding under her cloak. It's a beautiful song, it appears all over the British Isles, and this, The Setting of the Sun, is an absolutely cracking version.
Follow the gun and beware of late shooting when the daylight is done. For it's little you reckon the dangers that come. Oh, I shot my true love at the setting of the sun. In a shower of rain, as we know in July, all under some bushes to keep herself dry. With her apron wrapped around her, I took her for a swan. And I shot my true love at the setting of the sun. Around her, I took her for a swan, and I shot my true love at the setting of the sun. I took her for a swan, and I shot my true love at the setting of the sun. On the night of the trial, Polly's ghost did appear, saying, "Oh, my true love, quickly dry up those tears. I freely forgive you for what you have done. I was shot by my love in mistake of a swan. In a shower of rain, as we know in July, all under some bushes to keep herself dry. With her apron wrapped around her, I took her for a swan. And I shot my true love at the setting of the sun.
Setting of the Sun from the EP Wings from Jackie Oates and Megan Henwood. And like I say, you're going to be able to hear the interview I conducted with Jackie in the next couple of weeks. I've just got time for one more track. I'm going to play a track from the new album from Mary Hell, Bloodlines. I played this song, I don't know, about 3 months back when they sent me an MP3 of the song and said they were working on the new album. They came out to Portugal. They were absolutely fantastic. They had a great time. They went down a storm with the audience, and the new album is brilliant. I'm playing this one again, even though I've already played it, as I said, because A, this is the final mix, and B, the words to this are more relevant now than they ever were, even 3 months ago. This is for my friends all over Europe, and it's called We Need Each Other Now.
And though we stumble from the edge, our bottle gone, we drank the dregs. Our fingers still cling to the ledge. We need each other now. As borders crumble, land and sea, bored with ideology, the skinhead and the refugee, you need each other now. Rise up, you hopeful men and women who might try. Setting sun, I'm slow to stand and quick to run. And my brother asks whose side I'm on. We need each other now.
rise up, rise up, you hopeful men and women who might try again. And with one voice our message send, we need each other now. Rise up, rise up.
Mary Hell from the album Bloodlines with We Need Each Other Now. I've actually got time to squeeze in just one more track. I'm going to play something from my favourite Dublin band at the moment, Lynched. They're coming to settle Victoria Hall, which is just down the road here in the Yorkshire Dales. They're coming to settle on the 22nd of October. I'm hoping that I can get my skates on and zoom down and see them. I'm playing at a Cayley in the afternoon and early evening, but I'm going to do my utmost to get there. They are fabulous. They are the real deal. They take the stage like a life force. I love them to bits. This is their version of an old traveller song called Father Had a Knife.
So it's Father had a knife, Mother had the fork, Sister had a bottle and brother had the cork. We got a cut from the knife, a dig from the fork, a sup from the bottle and he's gone and lost the cork. So the longer we go on, the merrier we will be. We do belong to a boozing family. And it's Father had a pig, Mother had the cow, Sister had a rabbit and brother had the owl. We got some pork from the pig, some milk from the cow, some sport from the rabbit and a whistle from Johnny's owl. So the longer we go on, the merrier we will be. We do belong to a boozing family. And it's Father had a lice, Mother had the flea, Sister had a cup and brother had the tea. We got some scratches from the job, some bites from the flea, a drink from the cup and he's gone and lost the tea. So the longer we go on, the merrier we will be. We do belong to a boozing family.
Father had a knife. Lynched there from the album Cold Old Fire. And like I say, they're at Settle Victoria Hall on Saturday, the 22nd of October, the day before me birthday. There you go. In fact, it's next Saturday, isn't it? How stupid of me. Thanks ever so much for listening. I'm going to finish not with our usual signature tune, but with a tune called Vinnie's Sponge. And let me just tell you where this comes from. It comes from an album called Crossing Borders by a lad called Graham McKenzie. Graham, I came across on odd times in pubs in Manchester like the Jolly Angler and the Station, where I go to play tunes from time to time. He's a young Scots musician who trained in Manchester. He's a great fiddler, and it was his traditional fiddling that took him into the Mancunian pubs. He's living back up in Scotland now, as far as I know, but he did write this next tune, which I'm going to play for you now. It's called Vinnie's Sponge, and it's about an old mate of mine who's no longer with us, called Vinnie Short. He wasn't just a mate of mine. He was a mate of most of the people in the Irish community in the north of England, in Manchester in particular. A lovely little Bowron player, and he had a great voice too. He sang some beautiful, beautiful songs, and he left us, sadly, a couple of years back. But this tune, Vinnie Sponge, commemorates the fact that Vinnie, the Bowron player, used to have a little wet sponge that he used to damp the skin down of his drum so that he kept it in tune so it didn't get too dry. And he was always forgetting it and leaving it all over the place. Here's Graham McKenzie with Vinnie's Sponge. Good old Vinnie.
Thank you.